we want you to make sure that our investment is what it really is. Does that make sense? I'm not aware of anything on Beacon anywhere that shows nightly rental can be done with something. And I would be going to your realtor and going, hey, you told me something and it wasn't accurate. I'd be going after that person. So, all that being said, I get frustrated because I deal with it daily.
Absolutely.
We all do. We all deal with it daily. You said you're the president of the association. Where do you live?
I live in the Tulsa area.
So you live in Tulsa. We shouldn't have to let you know about. You should already be aware of the issues that are going on in the area that you represent. Does that make sense?
It does. However, it was to me, because I checked the rental history as well and did all of that, so I made sure I did my due diligence, and I saw where I made the mistake. Because, yeah, I get it. I definitely get it. Is, as the president of the association, I feel like I let everybody down. Because it was important to me. Yes, we were paying cap taxes to the corporate rate. Yes, we were paying sales tax on each rental. Yes, we had a rental history. Yes, our realtors. But you can't take, like, to your point, sir, you can't take anything for granted. And as the association president, I saw the declarations. I saw the filing. But I'm the one responsible for redundancy. I'm the one responsible for making sure. So if anybody's to blame, it's me.
And I appreciate that. Again, I'm not saying, and we will probably get into all this whenever we hear from everybody. That whole area was resorts in, what, 60s, 70s? Garkin, you've been here as long as me. How long, what's always been there?
It was Briarwood Resort. Formerly.
Briarwood Resort prior to. It was Cloud 9 next to it. That then they you know, they tore that out, put in that development there. I can tell you who built them. Mike Giese was the contractor that actually built them. I understand all that. I'm just using you guys as an example. So, anyways, I don't have any other questions for these guys.
Can I make a statement? I'm Terry Chrysler with Keller Williams Real Estate. I may have ruffled a couple feathers as well with the whole rezoning issue due to the fact that we did do our due diligence on one of the condo owners that is currently under contract to sell their property. We did pull the bylaws from and the declarations from the title company, which was filed with the county. We did call the planning and zoning to verify how that property was actually zoned compared to the bylaws that have been filed with Taney County. We were informed that they didn't take the bylaws into consideration when zoning the property. So it does kind of look weird that we have filed a proper document with the county, but therefore it was not taken into consideration when zoned.
When you say you filed a document, it is recorded?
As in, yes, the declarations are recorded with the county.
That has nothing to do with Sheila, correct me on this, or anybody else. Just because you record something within the recorder's office, that has no bearing
sure.
on anything to do.
Right, with the zoning, which is why we called to verify how exactly that was. So with that being said, when we look at listing the property, of course, we look at the comparisons of what we have in the neighborhood and everything else like that. These condos have always been presented as a nightly rental. They are a luxury-style nightly rental. It is a very high-end property. With that being said, there's a huge property value difference between a nightly rental and just a standalone condo. Obviously, the owners have been running this business as a business because that is what was understood with the bylaws. As far as rezoning, we're all not experts, as you guys are, and we do appreciate that we have the opportunity to have the discussions. The issue there lies between what's recorded with the county and how it's zoned and how people have owned these types of properties over the last several years. It's not that they've just bought them within the last couple months to try and get rich off of them. Some, obviously, investors own these properties that are out of state. They do have property managers that are on site that do go through these quite often, and I believe your maintenance person is also on site, correct?
He's just down the road.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have, between the realtors that are listing the properties, the property managers, there are people on site to make sure that everything is staying up to par and that if there are any issues, we're addressing them. Obviously, to keep things up with the nightly rentals, you have to have a sprinkler system, a business permit, and everything else like that. So we're just trying to do our due diligence, obviously, as agents to represent our clients correctly. You got to go through some fun stuff sometimes. And I will say we're just here to keep the way that we've been running our properties and to be able to transfer that onto the next ownership that comes along. We haven't had any complaints with Taney County or the police department as far as our tenants being crazy or causing disturbances. There is a development in between this property and the other property that is also upset. There's a shared well there, which is an issue that's going to have to be dealt on a separate level. With that being said, thank you for listening to us. We do appreciate your time, and do please take into consideration that we've had the bylaws and we've been doing this for quite a while. So it's just one of those. I think there's just a misunderstanding and a gray area.
We have the bylaws. And again, I understand everything you're saying. I think you need to see our problem. My problem.
Yep.
You've been doing it illegally or wrongfully.
Sure.
For this entire time.
Sure.
Now, we, the type of zoning or the type of, we don't have the staff or the ability, nor do we want the county to charge the fees to be able to have the staff or the ability to go out and look for these issues.
Right.
So we are complaint driven.
Right.
Is that accurate?
Correct.
Yeah, and as an agent, I completely understand that because I'm frustrated as well with the situation.
So how things come to us is through these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
I never like the, well, so it was, it's the way we've always done it. So I mean, that must mean it's okay. No, that doesn't.
Understand.
And again, I'm not saying I'm for, not saying I'm against. I just want everybody to know where I stand, at least, on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because this isn't going to be this isn't the first, it's not going to be the last time this stuff comes before us.
I understand. I'm a new agent. I've been doing this for about 3 years now, so obviously it's a huge eye-opener with the nightly rentals and what's legal, what's not legal. We've ran into a lot of issues with that ourselves, and obviously as representatives and professionals in the area, we want to be able to represent our clients how we should, and do things properly.
You have clients that you represent.
Correct.
I have citizens I represent.
I understand. I am a citizen as well.
I understand.
Yep.
I'm just a little confused. You mentioned that you had was aware that of planning and zoning and that you had saw that they didn't allow nightly rentals in certain places. Did ever at any time, as the realtor selling property, did you check with planning and zoning to see if nightly rentals was allowed?
Yes, I personally called them, not once, but probably 3 or 4 times, just to make sure each person that I talked to was giving me the same information.
Did you find out that they were not on the list, that they had ever went through planning and zoning to be approved for nightly rentals?
Correct, and that is why we're here having this conversation, because the client that I represent did not know and did not fully understand what that looked like and that they needed a special use permit or it needed to be rezoned properly. So that's why doing our due diligence, we've submitted the applications per unit owner as instructed by the county to be able to either do a special use permit for the nightly rentals or be rezoned for the nightly rental properties going forward. So that is transferable.
On that note, are there any residents that are permanent residents in these condos?
Yes. I believe some of them have even are.
So if they're permanent residents, then they're assessed as residential property? You talked about you were paying commercial property rates. Those permanent residents, I'm assuming they're paying residential taxes?
I can't speak for that absolutely. I assume so, but I can't speak to that absolutely.
I have a copy of one. They are 100% residential.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah. So are your condos, you talked about the taxes you're paying, everything, have they been assessed all these years as 100% commercial?
I can't speak for everyone. I know that
What about yours?
Yes.
100% commercial. And you pay your sales tax through who?
My wife does all that. But it's to the county, yes.
No. she would not pay sales tax to the county. She'll pay it to the, she'll either have an agent for it or she'll pay it to the Department of Revenue. Do you know?
It's the Missouri Department of Revenue.
Okay. So the Missouri Department of Revenue would list it under your name as
paying sales tax.
Absolutely.
You can find it there. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay.
And I apologize that she does that. I didn't have the answer. I should have said, she knows, so you tell me.
I'm the one that does it in our business.
My name is Charlie Gerken. I'm with Gerken & Associates Realtors. I'm representing Daniel Wilson, who is the owner of Building 5, which is off to the left side. He's never lived there. He was one of the original investors with David Hover. He was basically just to got involved in the project to help him out. They were college roommates. One of the things I would like to point out about this home is, although it looks like a single-family home, it doesn't necessarily operate as a single-family home, meaning that if the nightly rental was not allowed for it, it would be very challenging to try and sell this property. It does not have a garage. It does not have a driveway. You basically just pull up to it like a condo, and it sits in between a condo building and another part of the project. So when they initially developed it, it was really geared to be set up as nightly rental. When we went through the first hearing last week, I called Dan Wilson, the owner, and let him know how it went. And he said, what's the deal? And I said, well, the owners next door, they were there and they had some complaints. Have you, sir, ever had any Redbud owners contact you because of issues with your tenants? And he said, no. I said, have you ever had the police called because of your tenants, because of an unruly situation? And he said, no. Also, it's my understanding that this is two separate issues, the existing owners out there, and now we have a new developer coming in to try and finish out the project. And it's my understanding, and I want to apologize, that I listed those new units as nightly rental without having a clear understanding of how this process worked. And once I caught wind that that was one of the reasons, I immediately withdrew those listings and anything that was under contract. We immediately notified the buyers that they could walk or they could wait out this process, and we've reclassified this as no nightly rental. So I just wanted to acknowledge that.
It's been brought up a couple times that nobody calls either the property manager, the owner, or the police, or plan of zoning when there's a complaint. We hear that again on a lot of these different things. I think a couple different reasons. One, people don't like to complain. They like to complain. They don't want to complain out in the open, or they don't want to complain, or they handle it themselves. Personal experience, I have a dock. There were 9 people on my private dock staying at a nightly rental. I go, can I help you guys with something? We just thought this was a community dock. It's not a community dock, and if it were, you don't live in this community, so why do you think you can be on it? Well, we only saw one boat here. Doesn't matter. Well, what are you going to do with all these slips? Doesn't matter. They're my slips. Now, because of all those accusations or because of all those things about when nobody ever calls, I filed an official complaint with Scott Sterrett. So I guess my point is people don't call in when there's complaints unless it's something pretty serious. Do I want to see 9 people on my dock? No. Because if something happens, guess who gets sued? Me. Or my family or our business or whatever it is. So, again, but if you have an on-site person, as you do in a resort or a motel or anywhere else, now you'll know about those complaints. So again, we need to figure all this stuff out together, because it is good for the area. It is good for a lot of different properties. Again, I'm not anti, not by any means. I think the people that do this for a living, I don't think they see or fully understand or fully aware of the downside and the issues that it does cause. And so maybe from all of this, we have a better conversation working together on, hey, how do we move forward with this to where it doesn't cause a lot of issues, and citizens and investors and everybody alike is able to still enjoy the area and not ruin the area. So I think that's something else that we probably need to, in future discussions, talk about.
Thank you.
I want to say this. It's so this is not what I do full time. I've got a couple of vacation rentals in Gatlinburg and one here in Branson. It's not a very good investment for us because the HOA.